And so Yitzchak got bigger and Yishmael got bigger. Now you remember Yishmael was 13 years old when Yitzchak got born, and so he was 13 years older than Yitzchak. And Yishmael was a wild man out in the fields, chasing animals and hunting and stealing and robbing and causing trouble and doing avedis. And his favorite game was grasshopper karbanos. Oh, did Yishmael love that? He took rocks, he built a mizbeach, he took a lot of matches and fire, and he would catch grasshoppers, a whole jar full. He'd set up his gretchkalach over there by the mizbeach, and he would daven through his gretchkalach. Then he would make a fire on the mizbeach, and he would put the grasshoppers in the fire, and he would make them korbanos for his gretchkes. And while he was doing that, Yitzchak was learning Torah with Avraham, sitting in the yeshiva, learning Torah. Now, Kimelach, who do you think Avram had more nachas from? Yishmael or Yitzchak?
Yitzchak.
I mean, Avram would love that Yishmael should learn Torah and behave himself menschlich. But he was just too wild. He was a pera adam, a wild mensch, a wilder mensch. And Yitzchak was learning Torah nicely. And one day, Yishmael and Yitzchak are talking. And Yishmael says, you know what? Hey, when our father dies, when Avram dies, I'm going to get all of his money because I'm the firstborn. I'm going to get all of his things and his money and his house and his whole yeshiva. I'll throw out all the bachurim from the yeshiva. I'll bring in my friends with their getchkes who have a good time. And I'll take Avram's money and spend it on avedis and on tithes and on parties. And I'll have plenty of fun. I'll get the Yerusha. I'm the firstborn son. And Yitzchak says, but Ishmael, you are the firstborn of Hagar, but not of Sarah. I'm the firstborn of Sarah. The Jewish people will come out for me. I'm the main firstborn, not you. And the Jewish people are going to come out from somebody that learns Torah, not somebody that's running around wild in the fields the whole day, stealing, doing avedis, and making grasshopper karbanos. And Ishmael got angry, and he got jealous, and he didn't want Yitzchak to get any Yerusha, and he didn't want Yitzchak to grow up to be the main one. He wanted to be the main one, but he didn't want to work for it. He decides, what's the best way to make sure that I get everything and not Yitzchak? The best way is if I'm alive and Yitzchak is dead. He's not going to get anything if he's dead, is he? And Yishmael decided he's going to kill Yitzchak. But if he just goes and kills him like that, his mother will get very upset. And probably his tati also. And he might get in trouble. So he'll make an accident happen. He'll make an accident happen just by accident. And the next day, Yitzchak finishes learning and he goes out for recess time outside, playing in the trees and the grass and the yard and the flowers to get some fresh air, that later on he should go learn more Torah. And of course Yishmael is out there the whole day making vild and robbing and doing avedis outside. And he takes his bow and arrow and he says, Yitzchak, watch me shoot the bird up in the air. See that bird flying? Oh, no, Yishmael, don't shoot that bird. I mean, you're not going to eat him or anything. Just don't kill him for no reason. Don't tell me what to do. Watch. Oh, slipped. And the arrow goes right to Yitzchak, right by his head. And into a tree. Hey, Yishmael, watch out. You almost shot that arrow into my head. Why didn't you shoot it up in the air like you said? You shot it at me. What, do you want to kill me or something?
I'm sorry, I slipped on the plants over here. My foot slipped. I'm sorry about that. Well, let's try again. Here comes another bird. Here goes. 1, 2, 3. Whoosh. And again, he shoots right for Yitzchak. And it goes right by his ear, almost touching him into another tree. Hey, Yishmael, that's too close again. 2 times in a row? What's going on? And Kimelach, Sarah was looking out the window, watching the two boys, her son Yitzchak and Hagar's son Yishmael, playing. And she saw what Yishmael was doing, and she knew that he's trying to kill Yitzchak. And right away she runs to Avram, and she says, Avram, Yishmael is trying to kill Yitzchak. He has to leave, and his mother has to leave the house. They can't be here. None of it's dangerous for my son. And she calls out the window, Yitzchak, you get inside right now. Don't play outside today. And kiddies, Avram did not want to send Ishmael away, because after all, it's his son. And after all, Hagar is his wife. And he still loves them. He kept hoping that Yishmael will do tshuva one day. And if he does tshuva, he'll be very great. But Sarah said, he's rotten. Don't keep him around. He's no good. He's trying to kill Yitzchak. And Avram didn't know what to do. Does he listen to his wife? Or does he listen to himself? What does he do? He wanted Yishmael to stay. His wife wanted Yishmael to go. And Hashem says in the Torah that who's the boss? The Tati's the boss. And the mommy is the Ezer, the helper. He's the boss, she's the helper. Who does he listen to? And Hashem said, Shema b'koyla, listen to her, not to you. Sometimes you have to listen to your wife even more than yourself. She's a bigger Navi than you. She has even more Ruach HaKodesh than you. And a woman b'chlal understands people more than a man. Mommy has a certain feeling to understand more than Tati sometimes in certain things. And so the Eibishter said, listen to Sarah and send them away. And the next day Avram took food, and he took a thing of water, like a big canteen, like a big bag that he used to keep water in. And he called Ishmael, Ishmael, pack up your things, you're leaving. And Hagar, you're leaving, you have to leave the house. And Ishmael that day was sick. He had a fever. But I have a fever, I'm very hot. Sorry, you have to go today. He was so hot and sick, he couldn't even walk. And Hagar had to pick him up and schlep him on her shoulder and carry him. And he sent them out of the house, and they went into the Midbar, into the desert. And they are going in the desert. It's very, very hot. And on top of the heat of the desert, Yishmael is sick with a fever. And every 5 minutes he says, Mommy, Mommy, I'm thirsty. Please give me a drink. Or he says, give me a drink, without saying please. I don't know how much Derech Eretz Ishmael had. And she says, but we have to keep the water. It's got to last a while. We're in the desert, you know. There's no water out here. That's what a desert is, a place without water. But Mommy, I'm so thirsty. Please, give me the water to drink. And he finished all the water. And he was so hot and burning. He was burning up, even after drinking all the water. And Hagar knows that pretty soon he's going to die because he's so sick. And she can't watch her son die, so she puts him under a bush, under like a tree, a little tree. And she goes far away, so far away like you shoot an arrow twice. And she sits down on a rock and she starts to cry. My boy, he's going to die. And Yishmael is under the tree in the shade, but he feels himself going to die. And he starts to think to himself, why am I going to die now? It must be that I was schlecht.
I was doing the Vedas from morning to night, burning up grasshoppers in the Mizbeach, davening to Getchkes, robbing people, and doing all kinds of other Vedas. And that's why Hashem is punishing me. Hashem is punishing me because I was schlecht. And he starts doing tshuva. He starts clapping his heart. I Hashem, Hashem, the God, the Gazal, no, I'm sorry. I want to be tshuva. I'm so sorry. I was schlecht. And the Malachim came down from the Himmel to see what's going to happen to Yishmael. Is he going to die? Or is he going to live? And all of a sudden, with Ruach HaKodesh, the Malachim saw the Einik Lech of Yishmael. They saw that many years later, the Jews are walking in chains. They're walking away from Eretz Yisrael into Galus. And in front of them is Nebuchadnezzar, the Shlecht, the king of Babel, with his sword up in the air and his soldiers. And they're saying, Jews, go to Babel, and you're going to be by us in Galus, because we destroyed the first Beis HaMikdash. And the Yidden were crying, and they were thirsty, and they were hungry, and the soldiers didn't let them stop even, and they didn't give them no water at all, didn't give them any water, not even a drink, not even one little glass of water, not even a cup of water. And the Yidden were being treated very mean. And all of a sudden they pass by a group of Arabs. Bnei Yishmael, the Arabs that came out of Yishmael, Zeinik Lach, and they said, Arabs, you are our cousins. You are our family. Because Yishmael was the brother of Yitzchak. And so, you're family by us. You are cousins because you come from Yishmael. You come from Avram and we come from Avram. We both come from Avram. So please help us and give us water. We're thirsty. And the Shlecht, the Arabs, they looked at each other and said, oh, okay, we'll get you water. Just wait here. We'll fill up our canteens with nice, delicious water and you'll drink it down. And they went into their houses and they played a very mean trick. They took these big canteens, like big bags they used to fill of water, and instead of taking it to the water, they took it to the fire, and they filled it with hot smoke. Hot burning smoke. And they brought the bags of water, it looked like it was full of water, and they said, here, put it to your mouth and drink it down. And they even lifted up the bags and they put it to their mouth and they started drinking it down. And instead of water, it went into them hot smoke and went inside and killed them, many of them. And the Arabs just laughed at the mean trick they played. And the Malachim saw this and they said, let Yishmael die because he's going to have Shlecht the Einik Lech that will do bad to the Yidden. So it's not good that he should even stay alive. Let him die now, and then there wouldn't be such Shlecht Arabs in the world, Einik Lech, that makes trouble for the Yidden. And the Malachim wanted Yishmael to die. And all of a sudden, Hashem calls Malach Raphael, and he gives him a big Refuah Shleima Baraka, and he says, take this Refuah Shleima down to Yishmael, that he should get a Refuah Shleima. And the Malachim said, why? Why are you going to let Malach Raphael go down and make it a Refuah Shleima for Yishmael if his Einik Lech will be so schlecht? And all of a sudden the Eibishter showed him the Gemara. And he says, look what it says in the Gemara and the Torah. And over there is a Machlekes. What do you do if one thing is happening now and another thing is happening later? What do you look at? Do you look at now or you look at later? For example, now Yishmael is a tzaddik, he's doing tshuva. The Gemara says, a person that does tshuva immediately becomes a tzaddik. Later, his Einik Lech will be Rishayim. So later from Yishmael will come bad. Now from Yishmael is coming good. What do you look at? Now the good, or later the bad. So the Gemara paskins, where the Gemara comes out,
the Paskin the Halacha later, that you look at now and you don't look at later. Even though later is bad, but if now is good, you have to look at now and not later. Even though later is not the Seder. And since Yishmael now is a tzaddik, no matter what happens later, now he's a tzaddik, and he deserves the refuah shleima. And Malach Raphael gave him the refuah shleima. And he got up, and he got better, and his mother took him from under the tree, and they walked down all the way to Eretz Mitzrayim. And she found Yishmael a shidduch, and he got married to a Mitzri lady in Mitzrayim. Yes, Kimelach, this is what happened to Yishmael. And later on, by the Akedah, we find that Yishmael came back. Because when Avram took Yitzchak to the Akedah, it says he took two young men with him, one of them with his Eliezer, Avram's servant, and the other was Yishmael. Now the shaila is, over there in the parasha, Avram throws Yishmael out of the house, and he throws Hagar out of the house, and they go down to Eretz Mitzrayim. And all of a sudden, in the end of Vayera, with the mall, Yishmael, what's he doing back home? And nothing says in the Chumash, kiddies. That's a big question. You can ask your parents that question on Shabbos. Even though last week was Vayera and this week was Chayusor, say, Mommy, Tati, I have a big question. In the Parsha and Vayera, Avram throws Yishmael out of the house and he leaves. And he almost died, he was so shlecht. And he went down to Mitzrayim and he got married. Finished. No more Yishmael. All of a sudden, in the end of Vayera, by the Akedah, which I'll tell you about, Bli Neder, Yishmael is back. What happened? Who's ready? And this is the ma'isa of what happened. One day, this is the Medrash, Avram was in his house, and he was thinking about Yishmael. Oi, Nebuch, my son, I threw him out of the house. I wonder what happened to him. After all, he is my son, and I love him. And Avram says to Sarah, I have to go down and find Yishmael and visit him. And he got on his camel, and he started to ride through the Midbar for many days, asking people, did you see Yishmael? Did you see Yishmael? And people said in the desert, he went down to Mitzrayim. We heard he got married. Mazel tov. Oh, I never even met his kala. And finally, Avram rides all the way down to Mitzrayim, and he's very, very covered with schwitz from riding for so many days. And he finds over there a tent out in the Midbar, and he calls out, hello, is anybody inside? And a woman answers, yes, what do you want? I'm busy. Well, does Yishmael live here? Yes, he does. But he's not home. Are you his wife? Yeah, I'm his wife. Now what do you want? And she pokes her head outside, and she's very mean looking and very upset. Well, I wanted to visit him. What? You came all the way here to visit him? Oh, he's not home. Too bad. Go away, mister. And Avram was very upset. She doesn't even invite him in. She doesn't even invite him for a drink of water or ask who he is, or maybe he wants to come in to rest or get in the shade. There's no hachnasa sarachim. There's no feeling for a person. Oy, Nebuch. He felt bad that his son had to marry such a lady like this. And he said to the woman, let me just write a little note to Yishmael. He never even told her who he is. And he writes a little letter. He says, dear Yishmael, I am your father Avraham. I came down to visit you, but you were not home. I'm sorry that I couldn't stay, but your wife did not invite me in or give me a drink of water or anything, so I had to leave. And someday, I hope to see you again. love your father Avraham Avinu. And he puts it in the envelope and he gives it to her. And later on, Ishmael comes home and he says to his wife, was anybody here today or any mail or anything? Oh yes, when I was in the tent, an old man came on a camel and he was asking for you. An old man on a camel? What did he look like? Oh, you know, he had something on his head and he had a white beard and an old man. I never saw him before. I was busy, you know, doing things in the tent. I didn't invite him in or anything.
You mean, did you give him a glass of water?
No, I didn't bother.
Did you give him some food?
Oh, no, what? I'm going to bother giving him food? Let him go somewhere else. But he left this envelope for you. So I went out and took the envelope, and he left. And he opens the envelope, and he reads the letter. And he got so angry, his face turned red. He says, do you know who that old man was? That was my father. He came all the way from Eretz Canaan, from Eretz Israel, just to visit me. And you didn't even ask who he was, and you didn't even let him in. And he got so angry, he says, get out. That's it. I don't want to be married to you anymore, because you're so mean, and you're so selfish, and you never help anybody, and all you do is think about yourself, and you can't even have any hachnas asarachim. I'm sorry. Arise! And he packed up his stuff and he threw her out of the house and said goodbye. And that's it. She finished. She walked away. And later on, he married a different lady. A second marriage. He divorced the first wife and he got married to a different lady. And one day, Avram is in his house back in Eretz Canaan and he's thinking about Ishmael. Oh, Nebuch, my son. What he's gone through. Going down to Mitzrayim and marrying that lady. Let me go visit him again. After all, it's been a long time. Avram got on his camel and he went down to Mitzrayim. And he went and found the tent of Yishmael in the Midbar. And he calls out, hello, is Yishmael here? And he hears a voice, a different lady. No, he's not there. Who's out there? And the woman pops her head out. And she's smiling and she looks very nice. Oh, excuse me, who are you? Oh, just an old man. I want to know if Ishmael is here. I would like to see him. Well, he's not home, but please, come off your camel. Come in the shade. I'll give you water and food and to rest and something to wash up with. After all, I see you've been riding for many days. You look like you're very tired. Here, rest up. I'll make you some delicious food and give you nice cold water. And take good care of you. Wait here till Ishmael comes. And Avram saw that Ishmael married a nice lady. And she was so nice. But he didn't tell who he was. He wrote a letter. And he gave it to the lady. And he says, when Ishmael comes home, please give him this letter. And so later he left. And Ishmael came home. And he says to his wife, was anybody here today? Any mail or anything? Oh yes, an old man came on a camel. Oh, wow, the white beard. He looked very nice man. He didn't tell me who he was. Ishmael says, well, what did you do? Oh, I gave him water and I gave him food and I gave him to wash up and I gave him to the shade and I asked him to stay. He could stay, but he didn't stay. Oh yeah, did he leave anything? Yeah, a letter. He opens it up. Dear son, your father, Avram, was here today. I see you married a wonderful lady, and it's a sign that you've done tshuva, and it's a sign that you were zeicher to a good woman, like it says in the Chumash, Eze Kenegdoi. A helper, the wife could be a helper, or against him. If he's zeicher, if he's a good man, the wife is a helper. If he's a bad man, chas v'shalom, the wife is against him. It must mean, now that you have such a wonderful wife, it must mean you're zeicher, you've done tshuva. Come back home and live with Sarah and I in our neighborhood, near our house, and let's be together again.
Malachi Melach. Now is a very important story, which is the end of Vayera. And everybody has to listen very carefully to this Maaseh. This is a very, very important Maaseh. Yitzchak was already a very big boy already. And one day, the Satan, the Yetzer Hara, went up to Hashem to make trouble. And the Satan said, Hashem, there is such a man in the world, Avraham, who you love so much, and you say that the Jewish people should come from him, and he's such a big tzaddik and everything. But you should know, he's not a big tzaddik at all. It's no big deal at all, an Avraham Avinu. Big deal. Jewish people and Avraham Avinu, please. He's not a big tzaddik at all. Why should he deserve that the Jewish people should come from him and get Eretz Israel and get a base in Mikdash and that Mashiach should come and have all the mitzvahs? Please! What's Avraham Avinu? No big deal at all. And Hashem said, don't you know? I've tested Avraham Avinu 9 times and each time he passes the test. After all, he jumped into the fire. And the Satan said, he jumped into the fire, he had no choice, and he wanted everybody to look at him, what a big tzaddik he is. He did it to show off. Chas v'shalom. And he says, I said, lech lecha, and he went. He went, he'll try to find a nicer house than what he had over there in Haran. So he went, he says, look, Hashem will show me a nice place to live. And Hashem says that Avraham has guests in his house all the time. He takes care of them. And the Satan said, of course, he loves that people should come to his house and they give him covet and they listen to his stories. They make him feel good. You know, when you tell somebody a story and they're interested, you feel good. You're helping people. You're talking to people. You're making people to feel good. They say thank you to you. Avraham is doing everything for himself. He likes to be a good man. He likes people to say thank you to him. He likes to show off. He likes people to make a big deal out of him and come to him. He likes a full room to stand up for him when he comes in. That's all. And now Hashem said, I'll give him a test. And you'll never say again that Avraham is doing something for himself. This test will prove he's only doing for me, for Hashem, out of Yerushalayim and out of his connection with me, not because he's showing off. He's doing it to serve me. He's a true tzaddik. A true tzaddik does things for Hashem, not for himself. And then the Satan started saying, and Yitzchak, he's going to be one of the others too? Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. Yitzchak is no big deal at all. In fact, I'm sure that Yitzchak does not even tell the truth. He's also a big show-off. And Hashem said, what are you talking about? And the Satan says, isn't it true that a tzaddik has to keep every word that he says? Whatever he says has to be true? And Hashem says, of course, a tzaddik never tells a lie. And he says anything that's not emes. And the Satan starts to say to Hashem, I heard Yitzchak say something. And I'm sure that he'll never do what he said. I'm going to repeat to you a conversation between Yishmael and Yitzchak that I heard a few years ago. Because the Satan remembers every little thing that he can to make trouble, like a tape recorder. He's got like a tape recorder in his head to remember every bad thing that a person says. And he plays it back for Hashem. And this is the conversation when they're boys. Yishmael says, Yitzchak, I'm better than you. Yitzchak says, why? And Yishmael says, because when I was 13 years old, I had to get the bris milah, even though I knew what it was going to be, and I knew how it was going to hurt. still, I let my father cut off the piece of skin and make the bismillah. That's much better than you. You were only 8 days old. What did you know anyway? A little baby. You didn't know what was happening to you. So there was no big deal. A little 8-day baby having a bismillah. Me, 13 years old, that's a big deal. I'm much better than you. You're nothing. And Yitzchak got upset that Ishmael should brag and show off after all the Avedas he does. And Yitzchak says, ha, you think you're better than me? It's not true. Because you got a little piece of skin cut off for Hashem. Me, I would get my whole life cut off for Hashem. I would let him cut off my head for Hashem if that's what Hashem wants. Not only a little piece of skin. Don't show off, Yishmael. And the Satan said, Hashem, look what the tzaddik says, Yitzchak, huh? He'll let himself get killed for you. Even his head get cut off, huh? His whole life get cut off. Let's see him do it, huh? Let's see him do it. And if he doesn't do it, then he's not a tzaddik at all.